This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am so ready for new topics, like Trump's second term. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is part of the, I'm the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, part of the Kevin Jackson Radio. Part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That website's being built as we speak, and I'm telling you, when you go to it, you're going to love it. You're going to love everything we're doing. We're rebranding, and I got to thank Angie for being part of this team, joining us, hearing me a shout out on the radio, and she has revolutionized what we're doing here. So we got to thank her for that. So thank you, Angie. Okay, anyway, when Trump's second term occurs, what does he do to China? Man, you want to talk about having some topics to discuss. He is not going to be a happy camper about what the Chinese have done to us and done to our economy. And I mentioned that the leftists are going to get some, I'm just saying, a vindictive dude, a vindictive, warden-trained, multi-billionaire, self-made, is not going to be the guy to jack with during his second term. Also, the discussion of all the people arrested in the 4 years of pure hell that they have put this country through. Can you just, I want you to just think about it. So China's going to get retribution. Iran, probably Russia, the entire world. And what's Donald Trump going to use? He's going to use America's beautiful economy. The economy that if the leftists left us alone would probably have a stock market at 32,000, would have millions of people employed gainfully so, and it would be fueling itself. Because, see, let me tell you what happens. When you shut down Trump's economy, you shut down America's power base. As for those people that are going to do the perp walk, I would love to discuss each of them individually and how you think they will handle things in the Hoosegow, in prison. Can you imagine some of these people in Club Fed having to negotiate not to lose their manhood to some big burly prisoner? Oh, yeah, these are fun topics for Christmas. Oh, my goodness. Individually, we could go down the line. How do you think Eric Holder would hold out? Who would make Hillary Clinton her girlfriend? What butch lesbian would say, "Hey, Hillary, I've been watching you for a lot of years, and girl, you are sexy as heck. Baby." Oh. Huma Abedin. What's Hillary Clinton's attorney's name? The black chick? What about her? What about Governor Whitmer? You think she's going to find her a pretty good-looking girlfriend pretty quick? You know, one that's had a sex change operation? Who else we got? We got Pritzker of Illinois. We got Ducey of Arizona. We got Kemp of Georgia. We got Raffensperger, the guy that certified the Georgia election. We got the Pennsylvania governor and the people that certified those. We got a lot of people. I'd like to see how they hold out. What the going rate is for trying to protect your manhood in prison. How much do you have to put on a person's car? You know, what they in prison, you don't give money. They tell you, put money on my account. Wait until you see de Blasio's redistribution of wealth from his account to some prisoner's account. Wait till you see that, how fast that happens when they start threatening him with sodomy. Boy, who else we got? Who else could we put in prison while we're on the subject? I mean, Merry Christmas, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We're putting away leftists. Isn't this what you wanted? Because I do. I'm not a vindictive person by nature. I mean, well, I am, but I've gotten over it. God has worked on me. Yes, indeed. He's working on me now. But I will tell you this. I do want to see some people go to prison, and I don't want to see them done in the sneak of the night. I want to see them manhandled. I want to see the federales go into Capitol buildings and arrest governors and put the bracelets on them and walk them out and have a gun.
me wrong.
I want to see it. I don't want any. Don't hold it back. Don't go, Mr. Governor, we're going to let you go out the back and we'll put you in the squad car. No. No. Do them like you would a heinous criminal. Because that's what I want to see. And that's what America wants to see. You know, the number one thing in the unofficial polling of the Kevin Jackson Show, it's people saying, Kev, when are they going to start these perp walks? Because I believe it may be done in mass. Wouldn't that be great if Trump just, like, on January the 5th, he just sent in the federales and he started arresting all these crooked governors, the governors of Wisconsin, Michigan, not that Illinois mattered, but let's say Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, etc. He just went in and swooped in on them. Then he got all the attorneys, all the secretaries of state, the people who signed off on the election. Then he started getting election workers. Then he went up and he grabbed Pelosi and he grabbed Schumer. And then he goes and gets Hillary. I mean, can you imagine? Oh, my goodness. Boy, just the thought of that is, you know what? Take my Christmas presents. I don't even want them because I would take that. Let me ask you this. Would you trade your Christmas presents for what I just described? I don't believe that there is a conservative on the planet, a true American, who wouldn't say, have it all. Take everything under the tree. Take my gift cards out of my wallet. Take my stocking stuffers. You can have it all, KJ, if I could get that. Because that would be the biggest gift to America that we have felt in a while. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. No, you cannot get this on Bongino, who's a buddy of mine. You cannot get this on Mark Levin, who's an acquaintance of mine. You cannot get this on the great Rush Limbaugh. This is only for the people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Only for you that you get this. These types of topics. Because I'm bored. You know, I've given...
Kevin, please tell me that you still believe that Trump's going to win.
Yes, I do. I do. I covered it yesterday. I covered it the day before. I covered it in Kev Talks. Are you going to the Kev Talks? Tell me you're going to YouTube and you're listening to my Kev Talks. Tell me, people, that you are spreading the good Christmas cheer of the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, to everybody you know. And you're spreading the word of everything that I do. I don't know how many books we sold for Christmas. I didn't even try, to be honest with you. But racepimping.com is my book. You want to teach your kids how not to get pimped on race? Critical race theory? We'll talk about a lot of that stuff. I'm going to do best of shows around critical race theory and things like that. Anyway, I want to make today's show somewhat fun, even though I am going to jump on the aristocracy in the second hour. But thanks for being with me. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was just thinking about the crazy nature of the Democrats to know how much they cheated. I'm not talking about the election. I'm talking about the Peter Strzoks, the Lisa Pages, the Andrew McCabes, and so on, right? The James Comeys. Man, Comey is going to be somebody's big old girlfriend. We're talking about arresting Democrats. Who would we want? What would be that list? Who would be number one on your list? 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. The Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We are talking about when Donald Trump gets his second term, what's he going to do? Who's he going to go after? Of course he's going to go after these countries that did things to us, and the Democrats are trying to destroy our economy because they know Trump goes to war with our economy. He doesn't go to war with our military. He wants the military prepared, but he goes to war with our economy. And that economy is used to be huge. Now, he can build it back instantaneously. The minute the Democrats leave him alone, He'd take care of the restaurateurs. He'd open the country back up. We'd get, because we're already in this junk phase of, oh, we've got a new version of COVID coming out, so we're going to have to keep you shut down. When COVID version 1.0 is, like I said, is as deadly as a paper cut, we got COVID 2. And it's going, oh, we got to have another Operation Warp Speed 2. We got to put another $20 trillion into the economy. We should arrest everybody who wants to pass another stimulus bill. You look at this stimulus. I heard they're going to give $600 to Americans and $1,800 to illegals. I didn't look at it. I heard this. You look it up. But if that's the case, that's your stimulus bill you're putting through? I saw all the money they're giving to all these other countries. What does that have to do with anything? How do we pass a stimulus that doesn't, all the money doesn't go directly to the people it's supposed to help? Do the math. I saw a person do the math. They said they're giving $600 to every American, but it's $2,700 per American. $900 billion is $2,700 for every American. $2,727.27, to be blunt. That's what it is. So if that's the case, then what in the heck are we doing with the rest of that money? $2,300 and change. Where's that going? Into fat cat's pockets, into the vapor, into the ether. The politicians might as well be vaping because they're sucking your money right out of your wallet. Oh, boy. Christmas time. I want to lighten it up. I really do. We were going to do a lot of comedy clips today, but it ain't funny. It just ain't funny. So who's going to do the perp walks? Will Loretta Lynch go? Will the Clintons go? They're crooks. What about the Podestas? We haven't talked about the Podestas in a while. They set up a lot of this China stuff with Hillary Clinton. Got paid big money. We got a story, more Clinton corruption. The Judicial Watch did a thing, and they found that Hillary's surrogate, a lady that worked on the Clinton campaign, was trying to get money from Burisma. Get while the getting's good, because Biden said, hey, we got a new honey pit over here in Ukraine, Burisma. So, yeah, they know where to go. These leftists, man, they know where to go get the money. As soon as somebody rings that money bell, bing, 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 these suckers are ready to sell you out in an instant. Anyway, how do they fare in prison? Comey does the worst. Let's be honest. Comey does the worst. The minute he gets in there, he's going to be crying. And looking for a boyfriend. It won't take him long to find one. Yeah. Big old pansy. So who else we got? The women will do okay because most of the feminists are butch lesbians to begin with. So they'll go in there and probably dominate. You know, like the Janet Napolitano types. Hey, what's up, girls? So here's how we're going to organize. We're going to unionize the prison, okay? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask for better food. We're going to ask for conjugal visits. Well, we don't need conjugal visits because we got each other, right? Oh, man. Fun topics before the holiday, before Christmas, before we have to get all pious and religious, which I am pious and religious. I am. I don't know. I was doing family, what's it called? American Family Radio. Haven't done it in a while. Maybe they did. Maybe they felt like I wasn't religious enough. I'm not sure. We'll see. They may do it again soon. We'll find out. I like them. I like the audience. What else we got? Oh, no more sports talk. See, I was thinking about all these topics because I want to shift gears. I really do. I've been trying to shift gears for a while. I remember when I first started talking about the Wu flu. I was like, hey, everybody, I was Wu flu. And then I thought, okay, this is going to go away and people would think that I'm just so caught up in the Wu flu. But the Wu flu metastasized and became a cancer. And now it's an everyday discussion. Every day. It's in your face. Pardon the pun, Mr. Mask. It's in your face. How about that? For a bit of irony. Anyway, there's no more sports talk because why would I talk about a bunch of pretentious multimillionaires who hate the country and have been made to hate the country. Do you realize that the overwhelming people that play sports would stand for the anthem, would never even consider raising their fist or doing something against America during the anthem? That's the overwhelming number of sports. But we get a Kaepernick, and next thing you know, we've got an entire industry around that. So guess what? Me, I don't talk sports. The only thing I talk about sports is how much they're losing an audience. I talk about them. I talk about the idea that the FBI seems to have more concern over a noose in a NASCAR garage than they do about prosecuting Hunter Biden or Hillary Clinton or Obama or any of these other clowns. That's when we start talking about sports, is when they do stupid stuff. Or NASCAR says, we're going to put Black Lives Matter on our car. Well, good for you. I'll quit watching you too. I don't care if I got to go to curling or badminton. If that's a sport we talk about, fine. You know what I like about this is, in as much as I have always played sports, loved sports, was a pretty decent athlete, I don't miss it. I miss it for the kids because I think that they need to have it, but there you go. Anyway, no sports talk, no movie talk. Why? Because Hollyweird. The only movie talk I'm going to tell you is we are kicking off theflickfest.com. Got a few movies up. Don't get there yet. We'll let you know when. But we kicked that off because it's a challenge to Hollywood. I want to get at least 200 movies up there before we get you guys over. But I'm telling you, I've been watching them. I love it. I love our site. Are they, you know, blockbuster Hollywood movies? No. They're independent filmmakers telling their stories. And they're interesting perspectives. If you like, you know, 10-minute to, you know, I mean, we have some full-feature movies, but if you like that stuff, you're going to love theflickfest.com. What else we got? I'm glad, actually, we're not talking about sports, we're not talking about movies, because it gives us time for this fun.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop-off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying more people will be traveling by car as families this year than in years past. President Trump is not happy with the stimulus package Congress passed earlier this week. The president in a video message saying Congress needs to give more money to the American people.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. It's deadline day for President Trump to either sign or veto a massive defense bill. The president has threatened to veto the bipartisan measure, but it becomes law automatically if he doesn't do so today. The president is angry that the $471 billion measure does not contain a provision which would remove liability protections for social media companies. President Trump is heading to his Mar-a-Lago resort where he'll be spending Christmas. Speaking in West Palm Beach, Florida at the Turning Point USA conference regarding election challenges, the vice president tells the audience,
I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted.
The vice president also telling the crowd,
we're going to win Georgia, we're going to save America, and we'll never stop fighting to make America great again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Favorite Christmas song. Christmas, I don't know if it's my favorite Christmas song, but it's one of them. I love playing it on piano because it kind of has that jazz vibe. Do, 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 do. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-da-da. Oh, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Still don't have my chops back. My voice is not there. I don't have any
bass in my voice. The bass is gone.
It'll be back. Don't worry. Don't worry, ladies. Still old man.
Still old man.
Anyway, glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. Christmas gifts. What are the top Christmas gifts? I was telling you, I'm bored. I know Kevin Barr came out and said some things. Yeah, I'm going to get to that in just a second. But I'm so sick of... I don't want to talk just politics. We're more than politics here. We're well-rounded. We're rather cosmopolitan. Christmas gifts, top Christmas gifts. What are the top? I don't know what they are. What, purses? No, underwear. In my family, it was socks and underwear when I was growing up. Socks and underwear. Clothes, right? Let's just do clothes. Clothes, would that be the top? What do you guys think? I think top Christmas gift would be probably clothes, because that's what poor people give to each other. Clothes. And then what? Electronics? Yeah, probably electronics. Anyway, these Christmas commercials bug me. I'm sorry, they bug me. The ones that really get me, though, are the car commercials. Rubbing all that white privilege in my face. Just rubbing it in, man. Who buys two cars and brings their wife out and she goes, I got us his and her watches. I got us his and her cars. What? Get out of here. So she comes out, I like this one, which is the one he picks. Well, I guess I'll have to like the other one. But, Negro, please. First of all, if you get one car, it would be great. But to rub it in, white folks? Come on. Come on now. And then you wonder why we fight. We got to fight with you about this white privilege. If you're going to have a commercial like that, make it Asians. Or make it black people. But don't make it white people. Come on now, GMC or whoever it is. And what about, the $100,000 Lexus wrapped in a bow, right? Please. Let me just say something. Everybody wants that. How can a dude compete with that? It's like the guys that, in the movies, you know, they give the ring, and the ring is like 14 carat. I mean, it takes a midget to carry the dang thing. You have to, when you buy your girl a ring, when you give your girl a wedding ring in a movie, you got to buy her a midget. because she just has to be able to place her hand on a midget's head to carry the ring. It's so big. It's always huge. The diamond is huge. Who can compete with this? What dude can compete with this? It's like California home prices. You know, you're like, how can you compete with that? You know what I'm saying? That the price of a house in California, $2 million for a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,400-square-foot bungalow. You know, you're like, what? What? That's like $150,000 in Tennessee.
Yeah, but this is California. This is the movies, man, where we give out 4-carat diamond rings like chiclets.
You can't compete with that stuff. $100,000 car wrapped in a bow. Guy giving away two cars. Two cars. You've seen the commercial. The red and the blue trucks. You know what I'm talking about. Who can do this? Even if I could do that, I don't know that I would. Okay, I might, but I don't know. So I'd like to find out. The cosmic gods of money. Give me the chance to find out. It's like one of my rich friends. He says, money may not buy you love, but it sure keeps the kids calling. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, it's wrong to wrap a car in $100,000 car in a bow and make everybody think that's within reach. You got kids growing up going, I can't wait to give my wife a bow wrap car or buy two cars. And I had a dude, he bought two cars at once, a friend of mine. We both worked at the same company, Flexible Computer Corporation. He got laid off and he went out and bought his and her Camaros for he and his wife, for him and his wife. And I went, what are you doing? He goes, I'm not going to be able to do it in a few days when they find out I'm unemployed. They laid everybody off. And he went that day and bought those cars. And I thought, now that's a dude that's got a pair the size of Alaska. Because that's the last thing I'd be thinking about doing is buying a new car on the day I got laid off. Hey, he probably knew he was going to get a job pretty quick. After all, he is white. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Making fun of all the white, right privilege nonsense that's out there. In case you miss it, because there's a lot of lefties out there. I knew he was on our side. I knew it. No, I'm not. I'll never go out and buy it, but I'm not going to say never. But I doubt I will go buy two cars at Christmas or wrap one in $100,000 one in a bow. But I bought a car or two. What else we got here? Oh, man, New Year's resolutions. We already got to start thinking about that, huh? New Year's resolutions. You better be thinking about it. Let's move on. We got to cover some real news here. Barr has confirmed what all of Americans have known and Democrats have tried to hide. He announced the Russian collusion hoax was a blatant attempt to, quote, topple Trump. It came during an interview he made with Kimberly Strassel. He talked about the criminal investigation into the origin of the Obama-era FBI counterintelligence probe into the Trump campaign, a completely made-up farce. And I just want to put everything in perspective. You look at what happened with Russia. What Barr's looking at is what happened with Russia is the same thing happening with the vote. That's the way you should be looking at it. I'm going to get to the other stuff, but here's what I will say. And I've been tough on Barr because I didn't like the timing, and he talks about the timing. Why didn't he release all this information prior to the election? It wouldn't have mattered. The cheat was in. It didn't matter whether you were talking about Hunter Biden and his criminal activities, because that's what it is. Joe Biden's complicit nature in it. If you look at the stuff that Hunter Biden's doing, and there are people that are analyzing it now, if you look at it closely, here's what you got. You have Hunter Biden, James Biden, I don't know his aunt, Biden's sister's name. All of them come up, and they all talk about the big guy, Joe Biden. They're all complicit. And what's funny is the Bidens are chilly criminals. They're like mini-me's compared to the Clintons. And what's happened with those investigations? Man, you do something on the right, you jaywalk in D.C., and you get the book thrown at you if you're a conservative, but you're a leftist, and you get to walk free. I look at the number of people who walk free. It blows your mind. Anyway, Barr said this. A willful, if small group of people were involved in an attempt to topple the Trump administration. And he said he's in a position in life where I can do the right thing and not really care about the consequences. That's the case. Let's hope that he really is that guy. Because I'm telling you, now it's starting to look like he really was on our side. But I'm telling you, I was suspect. I got suspect for a little bit. Because things aren't moving quick. Are moving good enough for me. Now, remember, he said this when he joined the Trump administration. He had already said before he took the job he's going to do what's best for the country, and it didn't take long for him to make his presence felt because he, but with just a little bit of a look-see, he already said, this doesn't pass the smell test. Now, here's what he went on to say. Of course the Russians did bad things in the election, but the idea that this was done with the collusion of the Trump campaign, there was never any evidence. It was entirely made up, and we know it. We have the documents. He says, Americans were upset that any details regarding Durham's report took so long. And in the interview, Barr acknowledged that he understood that people were upset. He noted the logistical issues that prevented that from happening. He said the pandemic delayed federal grand juries for 6 months. So I want you to understand, the Democrats knew Wu Fu would slow everything down. They said U.S. Attorney John Durham was forced to wait until to the end of 2019 for Horowitz to complete his investigation of the FBI's conduct. I don't know how they can't do all this simultaneously, and I don't know the level of I's dotted and T's crossed that you need in order to satisfy all the people, but I can tell you this, all of us on the outside looking in, here's what we know. If we had been accused of anything close to this as conservatives, we would have been in prison 5 years at this point and doing appeals. How do these people stay out of prison? Barr said, stay vigilant. Don't sweat it. Says Durham isn't the proverbial bull in the china shop. And he suggested that prosecutors who make a lot of noise don't usually get results. But he says Durham is going to get results. Well, let's do it. I'd like to see it done pretty fast. I'd like to see, I mean, it's been long enough. And all this information that Durham will vet out will bleed into the big cheat, folks. It's only a matter of time before the truth is known and widely accepted. And as I said, we start looking at how well these Democrats do in prison.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Remember when Al Gore went to black kids and talked about, you better wonder, y'all better believe in global warming because pretty soon everybody going to be black and nobody going to get no money.
That was me a few years ago talking about some of the farces that are going on. You know what I'm going to do before we get into this, the aristocracies in the next hour? Let's just have some fun with comedy. It's going to be a comedy segment. All right? Sit tight, everybody.
Then you think about growing up and all the crazy stuff your parents used to say to you. Like before your mother would beat you, what she loved to say.
This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. I'm like, well, let me beat you, Mama. I don't want you to hurt. right now. I wish I was a kid today, because everything is about protecting them so they don't feel any pain. Nobody cared about our pain growing up. You know, anybody could beat us. You know, now you can't spank a kid. It's considered abuse. You know, where was this when we were growing up? You went to Catholic school, the nuns could beat you. You came home, the neighbors could beat you. Then your parents beat you because the nuns and the neighbors had to beat you. It took a village to beat your behind. And we didn't even have civil protections like seatbelts. It was three of us standing up in the back of my Uncle Billy's pickup truck. We were rolling around like bowling pins. Two of us could have fallen out the back. We wouldn't even gotten a misdemeanor. Knee pads, our knees were scraped up by middle school. And if you had a helmet on when we were growing up, you were special. And you rode on the short bus. And your classroom didn't have windows. I would love to be a kid today. We had to earn everything we got. If we didn't have good grades, we didn't get anything material.
We completely lost our minds, man. You know, right today, once again, the government threatens to shut down. We're going to shut down the government. I hope they do shut down the government, because when they do, I want to see the guy who tells the postal workers they ain't getting a paycheck. That'd be your right there. You don't want to f*** around with them. Shut down the government, but do the same thing. Like the congressmen, the president, none of them get paid. They don't get no money. Like, yeah, everybody's screwed. No health insurance for them. Cut them off. And do it the same way they do to us. Don't tell them until they get to the doctor that they don't have health insurance.
I can learn that, you know, everyone's the same no matter where you go, and we all face the same problems now, especially now. So many people are alarmed. Global warming of the earth, climate change of the planet, and everybody's convinced that the earth has a problem. But does anyone even take a minute to consider the possibility, no matter how unlikely it is, that just maybe there's something wrong with the sun? Because I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure that's where all the heat's coming from. And when my living room gets too hot, I don't blame my living room. Oh, shit. Gotta get a new house. Living room's gone too hot.
The point is, I'm on my way to a girl's house to have sex with her. And still funny, I'm vegan, not gay. That's the confusion, I think. And when you're vegan, people think you're weak, because look. But I will... I will fight anybody in here in, I don't know, 40 years when I'm still alive and you're not, probably. Because I read a statistic that said vegetarians live an average of 7 years longer than non-vegetarians. Vegans live up to 15 years longer, because we're not invited anywhere fun or dangerous. So we sit at home crying and drinking, careful not to cry into the drink, because tears are a product of animal suffering. We're not allowed.
I'm really thinking the worst of people. Really is. You see some of the animals. Some of the animals I see. Like, I was in the airport the other day, right? I'm sitting there waiting for my flight, just hating my life. And this, watching this lady, she's eating Egg McMuffins, like plural. It just threw like three of them. Right down her throat, like a pelican. Just like right down her throat. And when she was done, she wiped her face with the bag. With the bag. Shave. An absolute animal. I saw this other dude. He was so out of shape. He was like trying to itch his back and he couldn't reach it. So he walked up to a support pole that was holding up an entire floor of the airport and just walks up and he just starts like rubbing up against it. Like a grizzly bear. Dude, I am so pro swine flu. It's like ridiculous.
plague. It's gotta happen. And don't be afraid. It's only gonna kill the weak. You know? Harris, put on a sweater. Take some vitamins. You're gonna be fine. You gotta let Mother Nature do her thing, Mitch. She keeps trying to help us out, and we won't let her do it.
You get more respect coming out of jail than school. You get no respect coming out of school. You come out of jail, you're the finish. You come out of school, nobody gives a fuck. Hey, man, I got out of school, got my master's. So what? Come out with all that reading. Don't come out with all that count. You got to count too. 1, 2, 4, 5. So what? You can have a master's degree. Okay. Hey, man, I got my master's. Would you my master now?
People feel a little bit, your stomach feels tense. If you even mention someone's ethnicity, everyone's like, wow. If I told you a true story, this Mexican guy came up to me, ho, whoa. Why does this guy have to be Mexican in your true story? I don't understand. You know, you have to speak in the most idealized, pasteurized, homogenized, colorblind at all. You know, you feel bit, if you notice, you're like, this guy comes up to me, could have been Mexican, I don't know, I don't care. I shouldn't have been a Central American, Hispanic, Latino. It was a man, all right? Wait a minute. I was sexist. I don't know if it was a man. Could have been a woman, could have been LGBT, I don't know. I mean, it was a life form came up to me. You know what? Hold on. I'd like to start the story by apologizing for, obviously, I'm coming from a place of Western, entitled, unconscious, paternalistic fear of the other, and, you know, non-heteronormative, gender-specific. I'd like to start by saying that this apology has been a learning experience for me and, you know, a teachable moment, and I think I'm going to do some soul-searching, and hopefully, down the line, I can start a non-profit for other people instead of telling stories. You know.
Here's what blows me away. I joke about race, but I've been in like intense, I've been in a fight with a black guy. Has any white, watch, this is an astounding statistic. Has any white guy ever been in a fight with a black guy? I don't want to make excuses or sound stereotypical, but my fight happened at night. I was at a disadvantage. Yeah, I've been there, people. Fighting a black guy at night is kind of like fighting Predator. Snow, you'll lose. Or a Mexican at dusk. You can barely.
Because there was like a point where I was like, everybody's got to laugh or I failed. I don't feel that way anymore. Most is fine. It's been ruined because I already know not everybody thinks I'm funny. You know, my last girlfriend, or as I like to call her, the Xbox. This little piece. Yes, we're going to talk about her. Was complaining about my thick sense of humor. Well, you know what? There's stuff about her I didn't care for. She was so noisy all the time and bulimic, right? So I was always going, honey, keep it down. And that gets old.
Okay? All right, everybody, welcome back. Little levity. I wanted to pick clips that would touch on almost all the aspects of the stupid stuff that we talk about in society. That gets us nowhere. That comedians admire to make fun of. That's why we do the Kevin Jackson Show. Here we got Aristocracy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.